Today's devotion is entitled Blessed New Year by Pastor Eric Goss, Cross, Yorkville. Behold, I am making all things new. This statement made from the throne in heaven in Revelation 21:7 has always been a source of hope for me. To me, this is a promise that what I am going through right now, or what the world is going through now, is not how it will always be. Eventually, this challenging season in life or season of conflict in the world will end, and a new season will begin. A soft winter snow, a sunrise, a wedding, a baptism, a new year. Each of these are reasons of great joy because the old way of things is over and a new way is starting fresh. Immediately after this statement of newness from the throne in Revelation comes another phrase that shows God is as excited about these new things as we are. Write this down, for these words are trustworthy and true. I hear these words in a tone of excitement, and certainly from God. I imagine John in heaven in a predicament where he is torn between not wanting to miss a single detail and looking down to write down what he sees. Picture him remaining intensely focused on what is happening, recording every detail in sight in his mind, similar to a beautiful view or any other experience. He is sitting down, mouth agape, overwhelmed by it all, when the voice from the throne essentially says, "Write this down. You don't want to forget it." It is easy to forget when you are in the heat of the moment or a season of struggle that it won't last forever. Some circumstances last longer and are more difficult than others, but none of them last forever. What a great message as we begin the new year. This new year comes with a promise from God of a new season, with new opportunities and new blessings. Maybe you are bringing baggage from the last year forward with you, unresolved health issues, relationship strife, or financial hardships. These things have a way of weighing us down if we let them. While your season of struggle may continue in 2026, this promise of a fresh start and a new hope is for you. In fact, God's promise to make things new isn't limited to Revelation or even a calendar year. In fact, God says his mercies are new every morning. Lamentations 3:22-23. Every morning, this new season, every sunrise, a new beginning, every breath, a new opportunity to let God's mercy and peace be with us. We all look forward to the bad stuff ending and the start of something new and better. Until that happens, we still have a tremendous opportunity. Each day, God makes us new. He gives us new power and presence of the Holy Spirit. We receive a fresh strength and perspective to endure and overcome that which is challenging us. May this power and presence be yours as we enter 2026. I pray that as new struggles come your way in 2026, and they inevitably will, you will receive a new measure of God's mercy to face those challenges every day. God's richest blessings be upon each of us.